more men who are evening people. And as I said earlier, it's much easier to phase delay. So a morning person is more likely to be able to stay up later and later and go to bed when the evening person goes to bed. But an evening person can't go to bed earlier. They just don't sleep. So some of the insomnia that you might have of taking more than 30 minutes to fall asleep can be actually related to trying to go to bed when you're out of phase with your normal rhythm. But women, it's my theory, and nobody's ever tested this, but I'm thinking if women are more of the morning type person and they're staying up later to go to bed with an evening person, they're always constantly sleep deprived and out of phase with their rhythm. But it's easier for them to delay, and an evening person just can't go advance their rhythm. It's just a theory, but it's interesting because I think, you know, when you're trying to meet someone compatible in your life, it's much easier to ask them about their acrophase and see if you're compatible than their astrological sign, which means not much when you think about your chronotype and your circadian rhythms. We have a lot of people who probably, it works out if you are the opposite when you're raising children. You know, you take the early shift, you take the late shift. But sometimes it creates a lot of issues with not having the same sort of chronotype in the families. So in this poll that we did with the 50-something, I want to come back to the sleep aids before we finish and open it up for questions. But women in their 50s are more likely to use sleep aids. There's a doubling of sleep aid use in women in their 50s compared to their 30s. A lot of women don't like to take a sleep pill when they have children that they're responsible for. They're afraid they're not going to wake up. So part of it might be that they're taking a sleep aid.